military operations in northern Gaza. It says it will allow people to flee the hostilities. The White House says it believes the announcement is a positive step in the right direction. Labour's calling on the Prime Minister to sack the Home Secretary after she accused the Metropolitan Police of playing favourites with protesters. Suella Braverman claims senior officers are biased and employing a double standard towards pro-Palestinian marches compared to right-wing protesters. Yvette Cooper, the Shadow Home Secretary, says Ms Braverman's gone too far.
We've seen her words this morning attempting to rip up the operational independence of the police, attacking their impartiality in the crudest and most partisan of ways, deliberately undermining respect for the police at a sensitive time when they have an important job to do.
A former Home Secretary says the UK had no ability to restrict infection through the borders at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Dame Priti Patel's told the COVID inquiry the government's hands were effectively forced into implementing measures. She said she received advice that closing borders wouldn't work.
I received, and I think was shared widely across government at the time, showed that it would have a minimum impact in terms of preventing the spread of the virus, in terms of community transmission.
A boy accused of murdering a 15-year-old near two schools in Leeds has made his first appearance in court. Alfie Lewis was attacked in the Horsforth area on Tuesday afternoon. The 14-year-old accused, who we can't name, will be back in court tomorrow. The daughter of Bruce Willis says the actor's dementia is really aggressive, but she's determined to be candid about his illness to help raise awareness. The 68-year-old die-hard star was diagnosed last year. And England boss Gareth Southgate says there's been no fallout with Raheem Sterling. He's been left out of the England squad. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thanks, Kevin.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight it is expected to be largely dry to start with clear spells, but a few spots of rain are likely towards dawn, with highs of 10 and overnight lows of 5.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
By lots of different men, and I say liberate your sons and daughters. The bush is hot, but in the hole there's water. You can get some when they're given. Nothing sacred, but it's a living. Hey, go, here she go. Either a little too high or a little too low. Got no self-esteem and vertigo, 'cause she thinks she's made of candy. Hey, go, here she go. Either a little too loud or a little too close. Got a hurricane
Yes, Delta Goodrum's birthday today, 39, yes, born this day in 1984. Australian, as we know. You may not, though, know that she was, back in the day, about 20 years ago, I think it was, she was Nina Tucker in Neighbours. Yes, do you remember that? In 2003 as well, I think it was around that time, or 2002, was one of her first singles. So, yes, but, of course, going to play her latest one, Back to Your Heart. So we'll be hearing one of the latest tracks as well from the Stones, from their brand new album. I actually really love that. I've been listening through to all the 9 tracks of all of them, and I'm going to be playing another one for you today. Well, in this hour, not quite sure when, we'll also be hearing from Lizzo. We've got the 3 that are going to be locked in soon for the 4:30. That is all songs with the word dreams in the title. Remember, I will still fit yours in if you would like one, and you can get hold of us, radio@phoenixfm.com, or my socials, Facebook and Insta, at Joe Bailey Music. I could put that on a recording and just press play on that one. But now, over to Harry.
Maybe.
after the break, we'll be hearing from the Pointer Sisters. Yes, because this is my favourite track of theirs, and I'll let you know why. I know, all about me, right? But it is Ruth. I think she was the eldest sister in the Pointer Sisters, but her voice was really low. And this song, well, it was virtually her voice all the way through it. So that's coming up in a second.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
look what you done to me. I'm utterly at your whim, all of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
Standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming. Yeah, I kissed you then, and then once again.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
On the M11 London bound, slow traffic approaching Junction 8 at Stansted. M22, slow traffic between Junction 5 and Junction 6. M25, both directions, slow moving traffic approaching Junction 27. That's the M11. M25, anti-clockwise, you're looking at about 30 minutes travel time there. Coming back into Essex from Kent. Delays back to the M20 there. Now, this is just coming as well. Harlow A1169 Southern Way. This is blocked at Tracy's Road following an accident involving two vehicles. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between A129 and Progress Road. A130 southbound, slow traffic between A13 Sadler's Farm roundabout and B1014 Waterside Farm roundabout, Canvey Island, that is. A130 northbound, slow moving traffic approaching the A12 at Junction 17. Talking of the A12 northbound, slow moving traffic between Junction 17 and Junction 19 at Boreham. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between the M25, Junction 29 and the A128 halfway house. Here in Brentwood, slow moving traffic again on all approaches towards Wilson's Corner. But again, the Ongar Road is looking worse than all of the other approaches there. In Braintree, slow moving traffic on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galleys Corner roundabout. In Epping, there's slow traffic on the High Road between Station Road and Faden Road. In Chelmsford, A1016 Westway, Waterhouse Lane, slow moving traffic in both directions between London Road and Parkway, and slow moving traffic on the Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And in Colchester, A133 Cowdrey Avenue, slow moving traffic eastbound between Westway and Ipswich Road. Now, thankfully, the rail is looking okay for us, but I'm heading over to the Tube now for you, where I can see that the underground station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. Trains are still not stopping on the Piccadilly Line, westbound that is, at South Ealing, but there is a good service throughout the rest of the network. And don't forget, if you are travelling anywhere near Stratford, West Ham are playing at home today at the London Stadium.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Step into some new kick in there. Swimwear, going to the pool quick. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine self.
coming up in a second, we have the three tracks, all with the word dream in the title. Now, I chose the word dream today as well because a survey's just come out. Well, there was a survey taken from over a month. This is only in the UK as well, looking at the most popular dreams that were Googled. Now, the most popular were, I don't know if yours is among this, teeth falling out with over 41,000 searches. Wow. Second was snakes at 3,500. I might have been on that one. Searches for hair falling out was in third. And lies, telling lies, came fourth. Ex-partner came sixth as well. There's so many others. Spiders would join 10th with pregnancy. Now, I thought spiders would have been right up there amongst the top ones, to be fair. But anyway, the dreams about teeth falling out could also mean a lack of self-confidence or embarrassment about your shortcomings. Yes. Suggest someone in your current life brings out some of the same feelings you felt during the relationships. Oh, that's one to think about, isn't it? Hang on, I'll think about that one later. Anyway, and the dreams about pregnancy could mean an aspect of yourself that's growing or developing as well. So there's so much more information that you can actually find online as well, to be fair, about the dreams. But they do all kind of make sense, especially about your teeth falling out, because, like, you smile straight away and that's the first thing, isn't it, that you think of. Oh, if I've got no teeth, how will I be? Anyway, so the three tracks that I have with dreams, oh, they're crackers. Shall I tell you what they are? Do you know what? No, I'm just going to play them for you. I haven't heard this one for a while. This is Hauling Up Hopes. Make your my dreams. You make my dreams.
What I want.
Listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting. that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire. Gonna make. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile. Say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. See, I don't care if they call us crazy.
Was that among your favourites so far? So yeah, it was Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams, even though I got the name of that one wrong. There was Pink, A Million Dreams. Now, I was only going to play one more. Eurythmics is coming up next with Sweet Dreams, but I've just had another message asking if we could fit another one in. So I'm going to play two.
Some of them want to get used by this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Yeah, so I had a last-minute lock-in there, didn't I, with Broken Dreams, because a huge Green Day fan message said, please, can you add that one as well? So, yeah, of course. Caitlin, that one was for you, and thanks for all your requests and suggestions, and we'll have something similar like that tomorrow as well. Now, coming up in a second, we are having Miley Cyrus, who's still singing. She used to be young, even though she's only 30. But then also, we're going to be hearing, towards the end of the hour, is the Hackney Diamonds, yes, the new Rolling Stones album. I've been playing a couple from them throughout the week, so I'm going to be picking a new one for you as well that you might not have heard of, to be fair. I'm going to be playing Live by the Sword. I don't know how far that down. I'm sure it's about 12 tracks they've got. Yeah, it is 12. I've just double-checked. I think I said 9 earlier. Never mind. Shows you what I know, though, doesn't it? So, anyway, but before that, I know we're jamming it all in this hour. We are going to listen to Guess What the tune, theme tune is, basically. So not guess, I was going to say guess the intro, but guess the theme tune. Now, it was a hugely popular TV show in the 80s. So I'm going to give you another listen to that. And then straight after that, we're here from Miley. Theme tune actually makes me a bit anxious, to be fair.
this bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and two, you say hours yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. Cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out. It's not worth crying about the things you can't erase, like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant and ones that got away. Crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild.
Miley Cyrus used to be young. Now, shall we have another listen to the... Yes. If you were around in the 80s, you would have loved this. People a little bit older than me all used to look the same by wearing the same clothes. Yeah. Don Johnson and Sonny, as Sonny Crockett. You had Philip Michael Thomas as well as Rico. Oh, those were the days. There was five series as well from 1984 to 1989. I'm going to play it again. To 1989. And they had super cool slick suits with like a vest. They had all the rolled up sleeves as well. And in each episode, they must have had more changeovers than shirt. I'm telling you, they changed so many times all their outfits throughout the show. But they did actually start a massive trend back in the day with all the big old designers as well getting involved. And all the colours under the rainbow, literally, that you can think of that they were. There was all like really bright green fuchsia things going on as well. So it was just a brilliant time back then. Anyway, it was Miami Vice. Yes, it was Miami Vice. And it went on for quite a few seasons. It had, can you hear me all right? Yeah, it had five series from 1984. To 1989. There we go. Now, taking us up to the top of the hour in a second is going to be the Rolling Stones. Oh, I could hear something then in the background. Could you hear that? Oh, that was a bit creepy. It's not Halloween again back in the studio, is it? No. So in a second, we'll be having the Rolling Stones. But don't... And then straight up to that, we will be having the news. And then we've got a whole hour left together. I'm still happy to take any requests. Radio at phoenixfm.com or my Facebook and Insta at Joe Bailey Music. We'll be having Guess the Intro and a Shake It Off session, as well as some other fun facts for you. But now, here is another track from the latest album of the Rolling Stones. This is Live by the Sword. I'll see you after five.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.